Richard Lochhead, Cabinet Secretary for Rural Affairs.
What can you tell us about today's meeting? Was it successful?
Well, this was the second meeting of the task force, and we were discussing a range of issues and all the work that's been taking place over the last few weeks, such as looking at the economic impact that the plant has. And it's very clear that where we've got some families in West Lothian, they don't just have perhaps one member, maybe two or three members in the same family working at the plant. And also, this is a plant which plays a big role in Scotland's food sector. All the jobs in West Lothian, yes, but of course the pig producers and the right round Scotland, particularly north of Scotland, are very dependent on hauls of Broxburn as well. So that's why we were getting the reports back of what's happening to try and cut costs of production at the plant, to make it more viable, and a whole range of other issues as well.
And is there good news for those people worried about their jobs?
Well, clearly we're still at early stages. There's a lot of good work underway to try and reduce the cost of production at the plant, to make it more viable for the future, to understand the economic impacts that this plant has within the local economy, and of course the wider implications for the pig sector in Scotland. But you know, I've been speaking to all the major supermarkets over the last few weeks since we last met, and they all tell me they're very confident in the product that comes out of Halls and Broxburn. They want to continue to source the produce from here, and they want a positive outcome to this situation so they can continue to take the produce from Halls and Broxburn and put it in shop shelves throughout Scotland and the rest of the UK.
So what was actually discussed today and what happens next?
There'll be another meeting within the next few weeks as well, and a lot of work will continue to look at how we can reduce costs of production at the plant to make it more viable for the future. Of course, there may be alternative buyers out there that want to come forward and look at taking the plant on. So we're very determined to get a positive outcome of this situation. And what we do know is that consumers still want to buy produce from Halls of Broxburn, and of course the supermarkets still want to source their produce from Halls as well.
How confident do you feel about the future of the plant?
Well, I think we've got a very good product coming out of Halls of Broxburn. That's a very good message we're getting from the retailers who want to continue to source from Halls, and that makes me feel positive we can have a positive outcome to the situation.
Lovely, thank you.
Thanks.